What would you tell somebody to do? Well, let's say you went in the service station after your car had run 1,000 miles. What would you have done to it?
A 1,000-mile checkup?
Yeah, what would he do then?
Change the oil, lubricate.
Mm-hmm. What would he lubricate it with?
Oil, grease.
Mm-hmm. If you wanted to put this grease on, what would you tell him to do?
I would ask him to grease it.
Sneaky, isn't he? Oh. She knows the answers already.
We had that one before.
Yeah, I know we're overlapping here. What would you carry your small change in if you were going someplace?
My purse.
Mm-hmm. And what would this small change be, probably?
What type of money?
Bills?
No, coin.
And then on your arm, you're wearing what?
A bracelet.
And what are you wearing, around your neck?
Necklace.
And if it were raining and you were going outside, you put one of those things over your head?
An umbrella.
If you were going in the kitchen now to cook, what would you put over your dress?
An apron.
And on your dress, the part down at the bottom that's turned up underneath?
Hem.
And if you break a strap, you'll probably tack it with a...
thread or a safety pin? Or...
Mm-hmm. And if it's cold and you're going outside, you'll put on your...
coat.
And used to be the double-breasted suit. What were the parts of this? Man's double-breasted suit?
What do you mean by part?
Well, what...
sleeves?
No.
Lapel,
what did he wear? He wore a coat?
I mean, a vest and a coat and pants?
Mm-hmm.
Trousers. We have a big argument over that.
Right, he's a trousers.
He's trousers.
Mm-hmm. Women, no. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Women wear pants. Men wear trousers.
About half the time I'm wearing, well, I think with my old ones, it's my britches. Hey, you girls, have you seen my britches? Why does your dad hold up his pants?
The bell.
How about your uncle?
Shall I get suspenders
in here?
Yes,
me.
Yes, I am.
I wear
a bell and suspenders. Galluses and the works.
Does your uncle have a farm or does he ride cattle some? Or
he buys cattle in Kansas City and feeds and sells back and raises the feed for the cattle.
Do they work out in the open range or
no.
In feedlots?
No, feedlots.
Well, we'll have to get back to television again for this next one. I mean, we'll just skip it.
No, go ahead. I like it unless you don't want to take the time.
I was just going to ask you what those coverings are called that the cowboys wear on their...
chaps. You don't have to watch television for that. Live in Oklahoma.
Yeah. What do you call it when you are going to put on your best clothes to go someplace? You say, I have to...
I get dressed up.
Mm-hmm. And if you're complimenting another woman on her dress, let's say you like it particularly, you say, my, what?
What a lovely dress.
That means it's what?
It's becoming. It's pretty.
Mm-hmm. And if Sam gets too much stuff in his pockets, let's say his pocket goes out like this, you say, Sam, your pocket...
pocket is bulging.
Mm-hmm. And if he gets a shirt that hasn't been sanforized and his tongue is hanging out, you say,
shrinking.
Sam, your shirt has...
shrunk.
There you go.
We get dragged and drug in here. Tell me if it's coming.
Yeah, it's already passed.
Has it?
Yeah.
Have I already said it?
Mm-mm.
Oh, good.
A bit of drag.
She's a drug?
Mm-hmm. But I'm changing to drag along with wash.